Shir Yud in Malicha Yud Av Teves Hei Tav Shim Mem Gimel, December 27, 1982,
on Monday. Now we left off in the middle. No, we left off by Sif Yudale, the Kazan Shach by Sif Yudale. So, Bosashin is Basheil, the Lung Licha Tzoroshi Bitapshil Shishin Kenegadesi, Bosso of Bos Mutahakim. There's the Psak of the Machab. Vie Shades Remesh Tikha, who drink a summer negative. Doch and Noy Gimno Mitzerah can Shabbos a good old him, Yos Yishlis Meir Adinomakim. So there's a Machoikis. Vishain. In the case, if one chtichas boso that was not nimlach was put in the pot with other chtichas boso that were nimlach, so then if there is shishim in the gdeire neged chtichas boso that was not nimlach, let's say the chtichas boso not nimlach had inside the kazayis, and then there is shishim in the gdeire 60 gzeisim, so then according to Tzakon Mechaber, even the original chticha that was not nimlach is also mitach. And Ramo says no. The Arishenim will say that even though there is 60 zaysim in the gdere, but the original chticha that was not nimlach is also. So what's the machlekes? What's nachlekes? So the Tas says now. Kinegad is impossible. We are didn't come a damn nothing. Now, so he explains, why do we require 60 measures neged the chtichas bosor? After all, the bosor is not the dvar iser, it's the dam that is oser. And there is much less, of course, the total sized volume of the dam that was pirish mokim is much less than the volume of the chatir. But since we don't know exactly how much, let's say the chatir is a kazayis, so we don't know what is the total volume of the dam that was pirished? Whether it's a hotel, of course it's less than a kazayis. So we take the maximum. That's why we require shishim neged the whole chatichas bosa. We also mutar hakil even the original chatich. Why? The mashi yotzon is battle b'samach. Umashi nisha beiha v'dam l'vorim shloi pirish. In other words, we say that in the course of cooking, so dam is niflat from the chtiche, and where does it fall into? Into the gdere, and then it's evenly distributed in all the chtiches. So mainly if there is shishim in the gdere neged the dam, and we don't know how much the dam is, so it's considered the maximum neged the chtiche. So then there is nothing to worry about, because whatever dam was niflat is yotzo v'sechagdeno, and then it was reabsorbed in evenly by all the chtiches together. So, and there is shishi. Oh, the mashi yotzo is batu misamech, mashi nishabei, habetam nivog shloi pireish, v'hikshom mirichom mizal, do b'sheiv v'mafrekes behim v'simen sabar zayen, afarosh svir lindo oseh, mishum pireish nmokim nimokei, v'yochename, why do you say Aforosh Svirlidosa? Because who says the way the Mechaber passes that Bosashin is Bashin Viche, if there is Shishin in the Tavshir, so then Osmuta Hakim, even the original Chatich, it's the Rosh. So that's why he says Aforosh Svirlidosa, Mishum Pirish Mokim Mokim, Vochenami Yosa, my time. So why if there is Shishin in the Gdeire? So then, everything is muter in the original chaticha. No, the original chaticha should not be muter because of the possibility that in the course of the cooking, so inside the chaticha, let's say this is the chaticha, so maybe internally, as a result of the cook, because as a result of the temperature, so internally, drops of dam, they move internally inside the chaticha. So from mokim to mokim, so that chaticha becomes osea, and so the shishim, it will not make it muter. When is shishim mivatel? If there is if there is a commingling of the dam that is nekar and falls into the gdeira, and then reabsorbed by the various hatiches. But here there is a possibility that internally drops of dam move from one spot of the hatiche to the other spot of the hatiche. So I know we caution me. So he says, the hoche bibisho kol mashe pire ish yeitze lechutz v'chol mashe yos lechutz in the pire slav. They are in the case where yeshiva mafrekes abehimo right after shchite. So the mele, there is a possibility because at the time of the shchite, so it's chav. So the mele, there is a possibility that some drops of blood as a result of breaking the mafrekes, that's the backbone in the neck of the behemoth. So some drops of dam will nekam imokim internally. Mashein came when you cook. So then it doesn't move. The drops of dam don't move internally inside the hatiche. In other words, how does it operate? In other words, it drops of dam are exuded from the hatiche and they fall into the gdeire and then they are reabsorbed. So there is bitul mishishi. The bishul kol ma shepirish yitzvachul ma shoyos vachutz in the pireshva. Then v'yeishesri oyis hatiche. Afilu dike samach neged hatiche. Tu mishigeshi. Not like mishigeshi zorosh. V'agoyes my mishim smak. V'agoyes shalduem v'oruch mari u'molchay mishim rabon. So why are the Yisrim? Why do they answer? V'yeish Yisrim mifishin nizbash lachaticha midom nizbash lachaticha midom. In other words, that we are, according to the Yisrishenim, we are cheshish, maybe in the course of the cooking, so drops of dam internally our neck out from one spot and they are absorbed in another spot. Ve'il ha'akshis ho'bidam yalom me'shen ofo ha'chatiche she'bideiro she'mikzo soteicho reitiv is muter afu ma'shehu chutz l'reitiv. So if dam yalom was dropped on ha'chatiche she'bideiro, so let's say there are a number of chatiches in the gdeira, and this is the uppermost chatiche, and let's say this chatiche is half inside the reitev, and the upper half up to here it's inside the reitev, and then the upper portion of the chatiche, of the uppermost chatiche, is above the level of the reitev, and suppose some drops of dam dropped on the surface of this uppermost chatiche, and the upper half of the chatiche is above the level of the reitev. So, ve'il akshi so bidam yal mishnofu chatiche shebigdeiro shemikzos chutz reitev im muter afilu mashehu chutz reitev. Now, this is, as a matter of fact, that's a machlekes in Tarubes, in Kosov Cholo, that's a machlekes between Rashi and the Ri. When, in other words, like this, if something is being, let's say, baked, or something is being fried, or something is being roasted or boiled, so then the halacha is that suppose you have two pieces of basar being boiled, and they are in contact with each other. This is bosa shchuto, this is bosa nemeo. So then the halacha is that the extent of bliya is only kidei mitile. Unless one of the hatiches is very shomi, is fat, so then it's mifapia mikulei. But suppose the two hatiches bosa are lean and are not shomi, so then since there is no reitei, so it only spreads kidei nitile. What does kidei nitile mean? Kidei nitile means kidei uve etzba. Kidei uve etzba. In other words, if let's say, suppose you boil a chatiches shchuto on top of the Chatichas Nevela. There is no rating, and both pieces of meat are not chomi, not fat. Because if it's fat, so it's Mufapia Bikule. But suppose it's very lean, it's not fat. So then, the maximum blie is Kedenitile. Kedenitile means Ubi Etzba. Ubi Etzba. In other words, so we have to, since at the place of juncture of contact, let's say this Chatiches Bosor Shchuto is in contact with this Chatiches Bosor Nevelo, so you have to be Kelev Ubi Etzba. Let's say this would be Ubi Etzba. Let's say this would be Ubi Etzba. So you have to peel off Ubi Etzba from the place of contact, and the rest of the Chatiches is Muta. If both Chatiches are not chomi, but if one of the Chatiches is chomi, whether it's the heter or the iser, so then it's mafapia bikule. But Mashein Kei, if you cook in reitei, if you cook, if you boil, let's say in reitei, so then the reitei has the effect of distributing evenly throughout the Uvi Chatiches. Now, so there is a machlekes between, now, so all the Rishonim agree, if you have a number of chatiches of bosa, you have a number of chatiches of bosa, heta, and then, let's say the uppermost chatiche is completely above the level of the rating. Suppose the rating, the soup, the water, reaches up to here. So this uppermost chatiche is completely above the level of the rating. And then some drops of isa, let's say cholov or chilev, will fall on the uppermost chatiche, so then it will not affect the other chatiches, because the whole chatiche is above the level of the rating. So this chatiche will become rosea, because it will be nivla, but the other chatiches will remain at it. Everybody is. The machlekes between Rashi and the Ri is in the case, suppose the level of the Reitev reaches up to half of the uppermost Chaticha, let's say up to here, up to here. And then some drops of Issa fell on top of the uppermost Chaticha. So according to Rashi, in view of the fact that this is half in the Reitev, half above the Reitev, so mainly it's considered as if it had been completely above the level of the Reitev. So in other words, so the other Chatichas will not become Osa. According to the V, if it's half within the rating and half above the rating, so mainly it's considered as if it had been submerged within the rating. Now, so he is saying it according to the sheet of the V. So he says, Veilakshis, Hobidam Yal Meshinoflal Chticha Shemigdeo, Shemigtsoso Teicho Vitei. So is Muterafu Mashu Hutzlaid. In other words, you see, according to the Ri, so if if part of the Chatiche is the lower part of portion of the Chatiche is Bisechoreti, so then it's considered as if the whole uppermost Chatiche had been submerged in the Ri. So mainly it participates in the distribution, in the even distribution, mainly it becomes bottle. So if the Rishishin, you see, the according to Rashi Shite and the Rishite has a Kula and the Chumri. According to Rashi, so if the uppermost Chatiche is half within the Reitev and half above the Reitev, so it's considered as if the whole Chatiche had been above the Reitev. So the Mele, according to Rashi, so it has a Chumri that this Chatiche becomes Oser, even though the other chatiches in total have more than shishi neged the drops of isa that fell on it, because it's considered as if it had been completely above the reitev, so it's not part of the taluves. So he has the chumre that the uppermost chatiche, according to Rashi, so it becomes osa, even though in total the rishishin negated the iser that fell on the uppermost chatiche. That's the chumre according to Rashi, and then there is the kule according to Rashi. that even if there is no shishin in the Gdeira, so the other chatichas don't become osir because it's considered as if the uppermost chatiche had been above the rating, and cooked in a pot by itself. So mele, even if there is no shishin in the whole Gdeira, so the other chatichas don't become osir because there is no joint operation of cooking for this chaticha together with that chaticha. And then according to the Ri, so again, according to the Ri, she said there is a kul and a chumen. So according to the Ri, if half of the chaticha, of the portion of the chaticha, the uppermost chaticha is inside the rating, so then it's considered as if the whole chaticha is inside the rating, so then there is a kul, and if there is shishim, if there is shishim, so then even the uppermost chaticha is mutar. Is the uppermost chaticha is mutar, and then there is the chumre, that if there is no shishim, so even the lower chatichas are osir. So this he says according to the shita of the Rabbi. Most Rishonim agree with this sheet of the Ri. So according to the Ri, if part of the uppermost chaticha is inside the Reitev, then it's considered as if the whole chaticha had been submerged in the Reitev. So he says, "Veila hakshis, obidam yal mishnah for chaticha shel gdeiro, shemikzos techa uteiv." So is muter afilu mashu chutz l'Reitev. If in toto the mishishi. So the question is here too. So why should this chaticha, the original chaticha, not be mutar if there is shishim in toto in the gdeira? So he says, shamoche, shoyisa hu machmas atzmei, nisharatam, bimkeine yoser. So here it's different, because here, since there is temperature, so here, since there is the temperature of the fire, resulting from the fire, affecting this original chaticha, so as a result of this original chaticha being affected by the temperature of the fire, so drops of dam internally move from one spot into the other, and that internal movement is not part of a joint operation of cooking. So mele, there couldn't be any people. Another reason as to why some Rishonim, let's say Dagoyes Maimonim and Sharadure, the Mordechai Bishim Ravon, they say that the original Chaticha remains osir because it's of Isadok. Now I mentioned last year, there is a Machlekes Rishonim where there is an Inyan of Isadok. Now and then there is a Machlekes between the Shach, the Prishe and the Shach in Siman Ein Veis and the Teres Chatos. Why Isadovuk is osir? So according to the Prishe and the Shach, Isadovuk is osir because what is an example of Isadovuk? Let's say this is the kidney of the behemoth, and then there is the chilev shal gabe hakloiz on the kidney. Suppose you didn't cut off the chilev from the kidney, and it was cooked together with adach tichas basar, the kidney with the chilev being attached to it. The handkerchief represents the chilev that is dovuk to the kidney, and then it was cooked together with adach tichas in the gdeira. Now there is no, so if we say it's a dovuk according to Rishonim, we apply the concept is a dovuk. So mele, if the kidney does not have 60 measures neged the piece of chilev attached to it, so mele, then the whole kidney becomes a chetze of iser, a chticha of isure. So in order to be mati of the other chatichas in the gdeira, so the other chatichas have to have 60 measures neged the volume of the kidney, not just neged the volume of the chilev, because of isadol. So why is it osir? Why? So according to the Prishe and the Shach, because since it's dovuk to the kidney, so in the course of the cooking process, let's say it was cooked, it was in the pot, it was being cooked in the pot for half an hour. So in the course of the half an hour, so minute particles of the chilev become absorbed by the kidney. So first, the first few minutes of the cooking process, let's say you put it in the pot at 9 o'clock, and it was kept, it was cooked in the pot from 9 till 9:30. So let's say at 10 minutes after nine, so then there was a concentration of bria in the kidney, and if somebody were to taste it, he would feel a tab of chilev in the kidney. But then, after 10, after 9, so the minute particles that originally were all absorbed. So let's say at 9:30, if somebody would taste the kidney, he wouldn't feel a time of chilev in the kidney. At 10 after 9, he would feel. So the shach and the priest say, that's why we applied our of chtichanasis nevele, because in this at the early stage of the cooking process, so all the blie concentrated in the chticha adobukliza. Then it spread out. And it was evenly distributed in all the gderes. So mele, since at the early stage of the cooking process, it had a tam chilev, even though after that the tam chilev was divested, because it spread the minute particles that were all absorbed by the kidney. So then it came out from the kidney and it spread. It was evenly distributed in the entire dairy. So, but at the beginning of the cooking process, there was a concentration of glia. So the mele, we applied aloha of tichanas nevel. That's the pshat of the prise and the shach. But the teras chatos, the ramo, he explains it because of the possibility, maybe at one time in the cooking process, so this kidney with the chilev attached to it was buoyed up as a result of the temperature and the pressure, so it was buoyed up above the level of the reitiv, so for a moment or two, so that moment that it was buoyed up above the level of the reitiv, so it's considered as if it had been cooked in a pot by itself. So what's an afkemine? So from God himself, an afkemine is in regard to an Yisrael Rabbanon. So if it's on the basis of the chashash, maybe it was void up, maybe it was void up. for one moment. Maybe it was not void out. It was not lifted for one moment. So in the Rabbanon we are tilul hokeh. But if it's on a basis, because at the early stage of the cooking process, so there was a concentration of bleah, even though after that it spread in the entire teres, so it already became osea, so even Nisra Rabbanon can apply. Now the Taz applies, the Shita agrees with the Shita of the Teres Chatos, not with the explanation given by the Prish and the Shach. So you see it here. They, the Choshev Kis of Dovuv, V'yishlochus, Shemo Yigbiya Pamachas Chus Leidiv, Kedem Shev Polat Kodom. Now let's see the Shach, in Sif Mem Vom. V'yish Eishrim, now, in Sif Mem Hei and Sif Mem Vom. Shishi Kereged Eise Apostle Yadim and Kamedov and Norfugnei. V'yish Eishrim, Eishach Tichoy, Liforish Atam, Dich Tichnas Nevele, Duh Nesar Apostle Meilom. Ela Atomach, Osa Bishul Nesa, V'chim Kos Varu Arosh, Mivis Yosef. Ela Atam, Mishim Tereidiv, Mivalim, Tamach Tichay, V'gerim, Shehadam, Shebisechay, Pirish, Mimokim, Mimokim, Uchidiyise, Bimordechai. So what time does he mention? What time does the Shach mention? He mentions the first lotion in the Taz. So what time does he mention? What time does the Shach mention? He mentions the first lotion in the Taz. The Shach mentions. Alright. So the Rabbo says that we have to be machmir for the Shita of the Rabbon and the Hagoyis Maimim. B'shem Smar. But bimokei Likvot Shabbos or Nikvei Deyachim, then we can be saying Echadim Ramakilim and the Rosh Shite, that even if there is shishim in the gdeira, so even the original chatichem that was not nimrach is also nimrach. Alright. Oy mechvinochim, oy mimokim efset merube, teres chatoshom dina. Alright, now. V'inim lecho chatichem v'linim lecho korou, dino ke linim lecho klal. V'chim boso shesho agimu yomim v'linim liche, af inim lach dine ke linim lach. V'im nizbashe, so samach kenegde. In other words, so the Ramos says, it doesn't make any difference whether Ichtichas Boso was not Nimlach altogether, or it was Nimlach, but was not Nimlach properly. So, in either case, so we need Shishi. Alright, now let's see. Oh, Lichvin Shabbos, so the Ramo is Matir. Lichvin Shabbos. So then we rely on the Sheet of the Rosh. So he says, Bitras Chatos Kwal Bil Biskosav, suppose you cooked let's say a tamgel a chtichas bosom that was not limach, but then in the same pot you put in a tamgeles that was hollow inside. In other words, you took out the internals from the tamgeles, and it was and then you put the tamgeles into the pot into which the chtichas bosa sholim was also put in, and then even mimokim hefset merube. So in such a case. And suppose the Tamgeles has shishim neged the chatiche, it is just the other way. I mean, in other words, the Tamgeles sheyichulo was not nimlach. The Tamgeles sheyichulo was not nimlach, and that you put in a certain part, and then you put in the same part other chatiches boso that won't nimlach, and the other chatiches boso had shishim neged the tamigeles chulot. that was not nimlach. So then, in such a case, even if the Rishishi in the Adach Tiches Boso neged the Tanigeles Chalulo, so the Tanigeles Chalulo remain osach. Why? Because why are we matir b'mokim efzed b'ruchim? Because we rely on the Shita of the Rosh. And what is the Shita of the Rosh? The Shita of the Rosh is that when you cook Boso, so then even though there is a Chtichas Boso that was not Nimlach, but the dam doesn't come outside into the Deire, and then it's reabsorbed by the whole Deire. But and the dam, you mean, does not move internally. The dam does not move internally, but it comes out into the Deire. It comes out outside. And then it's reabsorbed, so the Rishishim becomes bottle. But in the case where the Chtichas Boso Sholim Nimlecho happens to be Tanegeles Chalulo, so then, assuming that all the dam came outside, so where did it come outside? It comes in the hole. Let's say this is the Tanegeles Chalulo. So in other words, so then as a result of cooking, so the dam, drops of dam, came out inside and they accumulated inside the hollow space inside the Tanegeles, and that does not participate jointly with the other Chatiches Boso that are in the Deiro. So in other words, so Memele it becomes Osa even according to the Roshi. Alright, ואחד בינים לך ולישור שיר מלוכה הבי סימונים לך רק המצדך ובשניהם הרגלונים לך כבר ואין הישי עשרים ניסים דלת שמי ברמו אבל רמו יחיה שום בידי בדמות הבינים לך קצת אחד ויחיינים לפי זה בכל מוקים מלך ואם כן המי צורך כאן סמך דבי גלונים לך כבר אבל מה הרי כאן בינים לך קורו ולישור שיר מלוכה זה אומר שלונים לך קורו רוצה לראים משהו לישור וקורו מלוכה נלו את this thing that Nimlach was cooked together with Adach Tiches. So even though the Rishishim is a day and then the Chatichas Boso Shol Nimlach, but the original Chatichas Shol Nimlach so remains Oseh. It means Osea. So the Rambam says here that it applies even to a case where the Chtichas Boso was Nimlecho, but it was not Nimlecho Korol. So if it was not Nimlecho Korol, it's considered as if it wasn't Nimlecho altogether. So the Isa Veheta mentions that din, and he mentions two situations. One situation is where the Chtichas Boso, the original Chatiche, was Nimlach, but it didn't stay on the salting board for 80 minutes. It stayed on the salting board, let's say, only for 10 minutes. So maybe it's considered as if it hadn't been salted altogether. And the other situation is where he was Meleach the Chatiche, but he was only Meleach on one side, not on the other side. Now, and in regard to that case, where Chatichas Boso was Meleach only on one side, not on both sides, so there is a machlekes between the Rosh and the Rashbo. The Rosh says that it has to be nimlach on both sides, on all the sides, all the surface sides. And if you don't put salt on all the surface sides, so then it's considered as if you didn't salt it all together. There's the Rosh Ite, and the Rashbo says no. Salt has the tendency to draw out the blood, even though you put salt on the other side. So there are two days, and there are more. Paskins be that it is that we can rely on the Shite of the Rashbo. So the melee, so the Isa Vehetea says that if we will not go. In other words, you put salt only on one side, so it's considered as if you didn't salt it all together. We may leave me there in Shishim Nigdeira Neged that Chtichas Boso that was not salted properly, so that Chtichas Boso remains Osea, so we understand, because the Isabeta Shite is like the Rosh. Mashein, Kinder Amor. he paskins the event b'mokneh. So who be we can learn the shita of the Rashbo. So mele when the Rambam says here, he said, so he says, v'nimloch haticha v'nimloch hakoro. So he is referring. Salt and stayed in salt for shiur meal for 80 minutes, but it doesn't have, the Rambam here doesn't have reference to the case where it was salted but only on one side, not on the other side. This is what it has. Alright. Now, Sifri Beis. Boso Shesho Gimu Yomim Bilo Beis Leikene Miko Is Yavish Dev the Chumis Akeit. Posso se show give you my slaves but you can see abi jom bi sei khay you see abi jom bi sei khay will you take down my khay we will go to push no ever to me we are has it so hey will you back So the Gavim say that if boso was shegimul yom in the lebiliche, so the dam becomes nisyavish, and then the salt is incapable of drawing it out. So mele, the only way to be able to eat it is al nitzri, to eat it boiled. So then the dam will draw it out. Even though the dam is nisyavish, but fire is mishepshol. So even though the drum dried up, so fire is still capable of drawing out the blood. But melach is incapable of drawing out the blood in case where it dried up, where the dam was nisyavish. Now, I mentioned that we'll see it. I mean, that. According to the Taz, so the Gavim just acted like chemists, and they just discovered the Mitzias that if it showed in Yom Yeliche, so then the salt is incapable of drawing out the blood. So we may read something in the Gemara because that's the Mitzias. Except that the Gemara doesn't mention that Mitzias. Now the Gemara doesn't have to mention every Mitzias in the world. So the Gavim discovered to us this mitzvah, but it's also in the Gemara. It appears, since the Gemara doesn't say it, so that means that even if it's all gimu yom b'l'liche, it is still capable of drawing out the blood, But it's an extra takonis again. That's why, according to the Shach, we can apply extra kulis in regard to boso shesho gimu yom b'l'liche. According to the Taz, we cannot. We'll soon see. According to the Taz, we cannot apply extra kulis because it's. It's also minadin, let's say. And if, let's say, we'll say the dam should be shale, is also midraise, so then it's also midraise. If we say the dam should be shale, is also dam should be shale, dam should nimlach, is also on midrabolon, so it's also midrabolon. But in other words, it's not a new takone. The gaming just determined. Now, so in order to explain the shita of the Shach, now, Monef Shach, so why in the Gedim Asot, if the Mitzias is that even when it showed him Yom Rebeliche, so it still is capable, this Melech is still capable of drawing out the blood. So why didn't Gehenim say Yosef? Why did the Gehenim say? Why did the Gehenim answer it? Why did the Gehenim answer it? The answer is, of course, what. According to the Taz, so the Mitzias is that if the Bosom is Shogim Yom Rimlich, so then it's incapable of drawing out the blood altogether. So according to the Shach, if it's Nisyabesh, it is. So then it's incapable of drawing out all the blood. But the bulk of the blood, it can still draw out. The Melach can still draw out. But the minimum of blood that the Melech cannot draw out in Ichtichas Boso Sheshon Gim Yom Liche is bottle Bishishim, because it's only a minimum. the blood content is not misyavish. Mashein in case of Ibrichtichas Bosa or Sheshog Yom Miche, so the blood content was misyavish, so we cannot apply the principle of either the Torah briefly down. It's not all briefly down. It's not all briefly down. It's not all briefly tzia. So Mele, if you salted that Chtichas Bosa or Sheshog Yom Miche, you solved it together with other chatiches, so then we anticipate the possibility that the dam that came out from the other chatiches was absorbed by this chatiche, and we cannot say I really told, because it's not told, because the dam should be seiche, is nisyavish. Is machmir. Now why? Because the tashiti is that the chuvas agenim is only declaring to the mitzias. The agenim didn't make any new tachane. They just declared the mitzias. The mitzias. So the mele. So what is the mitzias? It's misyabi b'seichei. So the soul is incapable of drawing out all the dam, but it's capable of drawing out some dam, but not enough, and it's capable of absorbing. That's only because the tashit is, and you'll see it in other tas throughout Hilchas Minchah, that the tashit in general is that the chumas agenim is only declaratory of the mitzias. It's not expressive of a new takone mitzias. But again, you just discovered the mitzias. Now look into the Nikudas HaKesef, because of Mashal, he says, "Give me Mashal to him that swore he said this, Hoche, that was a pilit miyam." The tasses will be ready to have a hero. Do hach di shor, shnei shiyomim meloi nuliche yichum kasagenim, velo niska shum remez bishas. וגם ריבוש סימן פיבוב שודי בזה נהרגי ואילכה חומו לו דלולי סבלו ואין לכל מה שיחמירו בפרש. So that's the שחשי, in other words it's a חומרס הגיינים. According to the Taz, it's not a חומרס הגיינים. If the שחשי had been that the גיינים only declared the מציאס and they acted like chemists who tell us the מציאס that salt is incapable of drawing out blood from Echtichas Bosa, that he showed people yomim. So how can you say it's all right, we can be maker, it's only chumras again? It's not a chumras again, it's a chumras, either a chumras chachomim. Chumras Midrash Torah, because Dam Shebishlei, Dam Sheninlach is also Midraise. So how can you apply Kules? So we see from this Shach, and you'll see from other Shachs, that the Shach Shita in general, throughout Hilchas Milchemis, he reiterated that concept. It's only a Chumras Hageinu, so mainly we have to be made. Time and time again, he reiterates that concept, that since it's a Chumras Hageinu, so it can be made. So you only have to be machmir in the specific situation or the game masalit. What's Ishite? It's a new Isa by the game. But it's not doesn't mean anymore. But the game mentioned it's here. It dries up, so you cannot, the salt cannot do such an effective job in drawing out the blood as if it hadn't dried up. But the bulk of the blood is still capable of being extracted by the melichim. But and the little that remains unextracted, so that is bottle. That is bottle. So the melech. But the ginim asadet, in view of the fact that a minimum of dam remains unexpected. So that's the shachshit. Voidi yishleima. The Nikudei Zakeru says that again we come reshim nidba. Right. Now, then he says, Motosi became its Yoshi, the Tarsis. Vizel Mishimi, Shomati Mirav, Shoma Mishimarib, Shoma Mishimaril, Bosso Shoshogin Yom Liche, Shoso Vashil, Kashamati, Shahim Dumeu, Shorokosu Mishimarin, Rav Vazel, Shimaha Shoshogim Yom Muhu, Kishio Liche. In other words, that's a certain kulet, because even though we pass that so you have to eat it out in sleep, and you're not allowed to be mivashel it after the sleep, but suppose it's Bosa Sheshaw Gimu Yom Yibulichem, and then you made a proper salt. So of course the salting is not sufficient to be allowed to be to boil it directly, but if you made a proper salting and a proper adoch, and then you boiled it, so after that you are allowed to boil it. Alright, that's it. Now Vimshaw Yisibimayim So you can use it al chinda. I mean, the setup that exists in America today. I mean, so he says that even if you made tadoch and ruv, but if you, so it's not enough. In order to be muter, to be mivashil that techas boso, so you have to make a shriye. And what is shriye? Shriye means ktsasho. That means lachalapoches efenau. Half an hour. So only if you are shared for half an hour, then you can be mivashlet. But if you just make a doche, not even a doche merube, even though it's a thorough rinsing, but if you don't soak it, so then it's also the only bish. This is what he says. Vim nikru ha-boso oti chagim yomim. Same chimos b'di'eved al ma she'shofro lo v'avore be'alme mi'acha she'in shom dam el ma she'muvla b'bosom ומקום בו כמצורך אחר כך הדוח האחרס קדם המליך על גדירו אפילו דיאבת. So he says, so the cover of the Tarsis only in the case where the Niku took place terribly. Now, in this country, so no Niku is done at the slaughterhouses. No Niku is done. No Niku whatsoever. So everything, now it's true that here they remove the chilek acherai, but you have to be minakir even from the other person. So they are giving of chilek, not in the chilek acherai. And then how about the giving of dam? So the giving of dam, so that is done by the butcher shop, in the butcher shops. It's not done in the slaughterhouse. So the male, according to the psak of the Taz, you cannot eat any of the meat that is shor, gim, yom, meat, though it's on kibashi. They say it's on kibashi. Alright, it's of dubious nature whether it's on kibashi. But assuming that it had been rinsed properly, every chatichas bosa, the way it's done here, they have the big barrels, and then they have gigantic barrels, and then you have maybe 100 chatichas bosa, and then a worker takes a horse and on top of the barrel, so he sprays. So it's a joke. I mean, the whole thing is a joke, the way it's done here. But even if it had been rinsed, every chticha by itself, not 100 chtichas, one on top of the other. So when you spray with the hose, so it doesn't, the bottom chtichas are not moistened in any way. I'm sure they're not moistened. How could it be moistened? Some rabbonim tell me the water reaches. I don't know how, with what miracle the water reaches. If you just spray the hose on top when there are 100 chtichas in those gigantic kettles, I don't know. So, but let's say, according to the sheet of the Taz, even if each chatiche had been taken out and then you spray water on each side of the chatiche, so in view of the fact that the niku is not done in the slaughterhouse, so maybe the niku is done after three days, so it's also even there, because this is what he says. ויניקו הבוסו אותי חגים ויומים סמכים עוז בדיאבד על מה ששופכו לו בעבור הבאום. Only if the niko took place, it means the niko of the chilev and the niko of the dam, and no niko is done in the slaughterhouses here, so the mele in the evidence is also according to the Taz על מה ששופכו לו בעבור הבאום מאחר שאין שום דם אלא מה שמור לו בבוסו. Because, in other words, there are no gidei dam because the gidei dam were already taken out through the niku of the chutei and gidei adam. Mukol mokein tzorech ha-hakach hadoch ha-acheres kidam dichot de'afudem. So that means, according to the Taz, it's certainly also the evet. Even if the hadoch had been done properly. Now, the army killed. Now let's see what the Shach says. סיכנן גימי וימשורו דעס הורה ותרסחתוס דלחתחילאים רישחי סייסי תר גימויומים כדלעשי סי עוד גימויומים אחרת ארבידאבת שכבר שור יסי גימויומים מוטה למשלה אפילו לא ישור רק מיד תך הגימויומים אם הויו מנוקיה מגידי אדם. And what the task says is, שכבר שור יסיקים יומים מוטה למשלי אפילו לא ישור רק מיד תחדים יומים אם הויו מנוקיה מגידי אדם. And what the Taz says is the shite of the Ramo in Teras Hatos. Here he doesn't discuss it, but that's the shite of the Ramo in Teras Hatos. So the Ramo himself is a machna. Alright. So it's only Mutar Adoche is enough. The Evet. The Chatchila, of course, it goes without saying that it's not enough. The Chatchila, you have to make a soaking, a shriya, the Cholapoches for half an hour. But the Evet, if it was Minuke Amigili Adam, so then Hadoche is enough. The Evet. Only if it was Minuke. The Chimbisha Satrak, or if you can have said Merube, Yochel, Mishreise, Afil Chatchila, but Mishreise. וכאן השמיט כל זה ושכוסף שיש מכנס רבי נהגים התר אף ולכתחילה ושבקיצילו כדי שוקחו כנוהג הוא כן והניח להם מנהוגו מכך סוסם כאן הדבורים וישנר נער ופשטי ובאמס אם להחמר בגנים אלו כאילו שלו ימוצינו חומרת again you see here the שח reiterates his shite that Bosor Sheshor Gimyomid Lemeriche is only a Chumas again. It's not just the clarity of the Mitzvahs. Of course it's in consonance of the Mitzvahs. But the Mitzvahs is not that it cannot draw out any blood. It cannot draw out a sufficient quantity of blood so that it will not become Osa. But it cannot draw out all the blood. So the Mele, the Gini Masa. So, ובאמס אין להחמה בנימאלו כי בשל מצינו חומרה לבוס אשר גם מלוכי בשעס וגם ריבוש סימן פי זיין שוד בנרגי ומכל מוקר לחתחילה יש לשחי סי היטב כשרי צי להשי סי אוי גימו יום So, so from the lotion of the shach and there is a Mok Tshuve by Rebbe Chaim Zalman Magoris and he is the maker because according to the Teras Hatos and according to the Taz, so if it wasn't Minakir, if the Nikur did not take place within 3 days of the Shchite, so then it's also the Evet, even if Yadoche Merube was made. But Rabbi Chaim Zalman Magoris is Matir and is Midayik, I think that he is Midayik from the Lashon of the shach, because the shach says ומכל מוקן מחתחילה יש לשרי סי היטי כשרי צבע שי סי גמיון so he emphasizes לחתחילה we have to make a shri the implication being that the Evet even if he didn't make a shri as long as he made הדוחה מרופה so the Evet it's muta and So we can say that, and I think that Rav Chaim Zalman Magoris is making that the Evet it is muter. days of the Shrine. Why? Because on the basis of the Shach Shite, that the Posa Sheshor Geuyom Lemeliche is only a Chumras again. So again, it's total on that question. If we say that Bosa Sheshor Geuyom Lemeliche is Midina de Gemore, because it's a Mitzies, the Genin didn't enact a new Isa, but it's just a Mitzies. So then we cannot be Meikil, even the Eved. If a real Shriya was not done, and if the Niko did not take place within 3 days. But if we say like the Shach, that it's only Chumras HaGeinim, so Midina de Gemore, it doesn't make any difference when you sold the meat. Even if you sold the meat, let's say, 10 days after the Shriya. So Midina de Gemore, it's Muta. So the Mele, according to the Shach, so of course Midina de Gemore, it's all right, even if the Niko takes place 10 days after Shriya. Even the Niko. So Mimele, Rebbe Chaim Zalman Margolyes is matir, in case where a Yadocha Merubo is done. But that goes without saying, just spraying on top of the kettle, that's a joke. It's a joke. Or anyway. Now, the next scene. Boso Sheshon Shleishi Yomim Lelichem. ונשאר ואיסה חתיכו בכתיך סחירס ומותי לו ברוב ומותי הלבשה אל כולו אפילו איסו הוא יום איסחקית וכן עדים בנזבשה אל בלוי מליחה ונשאר וחכים באחירס. Now, so what is our, that's the Thomas Adeshan says that. So if איכתיך הסבוסו ראשו שלישי יום עם בלוי מליחה and then it was mixed up with other chatiches, yovish biyovish, that's a bit of yovish biyovish. Now, the halacha is by yovish biyovish that it's bottle b'rov. Now, yovish biyovish, so if it's min mine, it's bottle b'rov. If it's min shalom b'mine, and it's yovish biyovish, so then we pass that it requires shishim. The Abishim will say that yovish biyovish is bottle b'rov even if there are no shishim. So even min rabbonon is one. But we pass that Yovish B'Yovish, if it's Mimimine, is bottle below. Let's say, suppose you have one Chticha of Mimele. It was mixed up with two Chtichas of Shchut. And I don't know which is which. Let's say you had one Chticha, and you had another two Chtichas, two more Shchutas, one was Mimele. And then they were mixed up together, and I don't know which is which. So it's bottle below. How about Tarubes of Yovish B'Yovish Min Shalei B'Mine? Min Shalei B'Mine, so usually if it's Min Shalei B'Mine, there shouldn't be Tarubes. Because if it's Min Shalei B'Mine, so Mele, so you can recognize it. But sometimes they might look the same, but it's considered Min Shalei B'Mine because they have to give different time. But as far as the appearance is concerned, so they look the same. So Mele, you couldn't tell. But it's still min shaloi b'minei. Why? Because they give different timing. When they'll be cooked together, so one will give a time in the other. So many rishonim say that the tarubes of yovish b'yovish min shaloi b'minei. So midrabonon require shishi. Midrabonon it requires shishi. Let's say, one chticha of chil. One chticha of chalev was mixed up, let's say, with 59 chtichas. Yovish miyovish, on the table it was mixed up. And you can't recognize it. Let's say the meat is so fat that it looks like the chalev. The meat in general looks like the chalev. So in Mele you cannot recognize it. So then, only if one chticha of chalev will be nisarei with 16 chtichas of bosa, yovish b'yovish. So then it will come bottle. But suppose it will be nisarei with 2 chtichas, even with 59 chtichas, not shishin, it's not bottle. Midrabon, why? But of course, midraisi is bottle b'rov, but because of exere, maybe we'll boil them together. Let's say, if we will allow 1 chticha of bosa, of Isa that was nisari with two chtichas of heta, min shalei b'minei, food will allow it, so sometimes he'll cook all the three chtichas together, and then the here to four iser will give it tam in the two chtichas of heter, and then it will be tam kiker, so it will become osa. So because of that, with the rabbanon we require shishi even by yovish biyovish mi shalim. So he says, boss, then there is a aloche that chticho really is chaveit afilu belech lipot. Let's say, what would be today chticho is chaveit? I suppose that a piece of steak would be considered a chticho really is chaveit, something that you serve to distinguished guests. So mele that midrabonos it's a domachoshu is afilu belech lipot. So here he says, "Boss, also show us the shino of the liche. We saw the visa hatiho lichtiche sachilis. Ptelo biro. We put a vash of kulon. Vafilo is a real is habit. But hatiho real is habit afil belafil babu. So the answer is, we only say hatiho real is habit afil belafil babu if the hatiche itself is mitzad atzme is real is habit. Let's say a piece of steak, a veil of steak that was misaliv with in 100 chatiches of heta, of bosar heta. So but the isa is really schabit, it's a piece of steak. And so then it's really schabis machmasatzmi. Mashein can hear if dam would be the thing that is always chabit, so then in chaname, so it wouldn't become bottle in belly. But dam is not something that is always chabit. No one will serve, let's say, dam to a distinguished guest. But here, let's say, this chatiche that was belay dam happens to be a piece of steak. So it's not always chabit machmas diisa. So Mimela seems it's not holy schabit machmas the iser, but machmas something else. The iser is not holy schabit. The holy schabit is because it is a piece of steak, and the steak is not the steak is not oser machmas atzmei. It's only oser because drops of dam were pirish from one spot of the piece of steak, and they were absorbed by another spot in the piece of steak. Since it's not the isa machmas atzmei, so mele we don't apply the aloche of tuche or chticho will is chabit afil belefubo. Vafil hoiso will is chabit machmas de isa machmas atzmei. Elo machmas dama belua vaadam in hoi is chabit umashe lehabe domash so mashe lehabe domash yish lematiri vilibotu. Then there is another kasha. But there is aloche domash yish lematiri afil belef vilibotu. Afilu belef libotu, since boso sheshol kibuyom lo emiliche is only osea to be eaten al de bishl, but al de tzli it's buter, so it should have a din of domo she ishlo matirim, so afilu belef libotu. So the answer is, according to most rishenim, except the shita of the rif, according to most rishenim, so the aloche of domo she ishlo matirim afilu belef libotu only applies to something that is yeshli matiri in the same way that it is now osa. But if the heter consists in eating it in another manner, then we don't apply the aloha dosh matiri. What is a classic example of dosh yeshli matiri that all the rishonim mentioned? I mean, that's chodosh. Chodosh is dosh yeshli matiri. Why? Because if something is chodosh, so after the akhovas or eimer, it will become muter. After the Zayin Menisen, it will become muter. So in other words, so the same thing that is now osir, so in due course, it will become muter. Mashein ken here, boso sheshol gimel yomim beloy meliche. Boso sheshol gimel yomim beloy meliche. So will it ever become, so it's osir to be eaten al de bishul. Al de tzli, it's muter. Al de bishul, it will always be osir. It will always Atzif Kladiris, it will be osa to be eaten al de bishul. And al de tzli, so it's not dosh yeshli matirin, it's muta right now to you. So in mele, we cannot say that it has a din of dosh yeshli matirin, except according to the rif. the contrary. So if something that is osa, if there is a way to eat it, beheta. So it comes within the aloche of the Rosh Hashanah. But most Rishonim are chilek on it. So this is what he says. Tiretz Mari, the Avo Gavi Yesh Leheter Litzli, Mikol Mokemin Heter Limashu Osar Achshon. Dain Ugdeo, Ugdeo Mizuhoyo Lashukhno Uchlichtein, Daf Yudhir Gimu Yomim Bichticha Sholim Nimlecho, Shemisavu Im Shtichticha, Shemimlecho Metorim, Vimtzor Lechem Leach Eskula Misofit, Vichim Kosov Mashal, Bifir Bifir Kwa Bosa Osim Epivon, Vlehab Dom Shish Matirim, Kim Shetzor Lichoyo Limelchei, Kuri Bichli Bissimik Bufko Beis, Vahava Obosa Dinyon Yor Beish, Shemivuya Bissimik Bufiut Madim. Now, yes. So, as far as you see, the Mechaber mentions it in connection with Bosor Sheshor Shlishi Yom Bumlich. So then, if we call it the Rif, we would so it would be true. If we call it the Rif, this thing would be true. Because according to the Shach, the Bosor Sheshor Shlishi Yom Bumlich is only a Chum Besagim. So anyway, we don't have to apply the aloche of the Rosh Yesh Matirin. Masha'inkim, the other din that Rambam mentions, v'chein adin bin izbashir b'loi miliche, v'nisar v'akim v'achereis, so according to the Rif, it would be osir. Because it is the Rosh Yesh Matirin. Masha'inkim vis-a-vis, bosa sheshor shlish yom miliche, according to the longness of the Shach, that it's a chumras hagenim, so anyway, we don't have to apply. This is what the Shach says. Again, the Shach reiterates this his concept that Bosos Sheshor Gimu Yomim Bumliche is only a new Isaac. It's not a Kodesh Agenim. It's not also a Dinah Digmore. So Meile, vis-a-vis Bosos Sheshor Gimu Yomim Bumliche, even according to the Rif, it would be. Because since it's Chumras Agenim, so we don't have to apply the aloche of the Moshe Yishu Matiri. It's a Chumras Agenim. The Genim only answered the Bosor itself, not the Talumis. The Genim didn't answer the Talumis. Masha'in came according to the Taz, of course, according to the Rif. According to the Rif, she did, it would all be awesome. Oh, right now, the Shach in Sifnunay, Vinisarbo is a Haticha Bachiris, Piru Shinisarbo Bachiticha Sachiris, Shomishoa Adayim Gimul Yom, Vuim Lucho Adayim, Mutal Livashi Kuro Kishim Lakuro, In Ame Maire, Shekwonim Lucho Kuro, Vachas Nimlucho Achas Shon Gimul Yom, Vachiris Nimlucho Ter Gimul Yom, the Mutal Livashi Kuro Bilimlich. Tame the law, become Ashkelon, do it tame the Abdullah Shish to Matirim, Bitsli, the Ritzli, and Esameo. Now, Sifnun Zai, Brain, Zorchim, the Kaimulon, we come on Simen Kuftes, the mean Bishay Mine, Zorch Shishi, Mitam, the Mivashle, Yitin Tam, in Kin Hohe, and my Saga the Rob, who Adam Yitin Tam, Kishi Vash. So he asks the Kash, the Shach, in other words. There is a Rishides Rishenim, and we pass like that. The Tiv Mitamuves of Yovish Biovish, if it's Minshalimunei, so then it requires Shishish. Chad betray is not bot. Chad betray is only botul Mimbinei. But Chad betray is not botul Yovish Biovish, Minshalimunei. Because of Yishoshe, Xere, maybe he'll be washing them together. And we'll be washing them together, then it will not be Yovish Biovish. Then it will be Lardulach. So it will be Tam Kiyin. So it requires Shishi. So he says here, if Echtichas Bosa, that was Shomosh Lishi Yom Beloim Meliche. So why is it Tosa? Because the Melech is incapable of drawing out the blood. If the Melech is incapable of drawing out the blood, so what kind of a Nisa would be if you wash it? Dam will be Neka from one mokim and will be pirished another mokim. So it will be affected with the Isa of Dam. So it's like Misho Elimine. Dam in Boso. It's Misho Elimine. So if you cook it together, all the three chitikas together, then it will become Osa, then it will be Tamkiya. Tamkiya. So the male age should require Shishi. Why does Mechaba say that it's bottle behold? In Kenoha, my son, Yiborova, Dam Yitin Tam Kishivash. Now, who is the source of this aloche? The Tumas Adesh, the Mari. So, against the Mari, there is no kash, because the Mari mentions it in connection with Bosor Sheshor Gimul Yom Bumlich. Mi Amari v'Mechaber lo kashim. Again, the Shach reiterates the Shite that Boso Sheshol Gim Yom Licha is a new Isa Mitzat HaKones HaGim. It's not also Medin Ligmar. So he says, Loi Kashim Mide, the Efshad is really in the Chim Di Boso Sheshol Gim Yom Licha Yichum Ras HaGenim Yeish Leina Da HaGenim Loi Gozlu Kula Hay V'chai Gav Nekosu. Since it's a new Isa, the Genim only assert the Chtichas Boso Sheshol Gim Yom by itself, but they didn't assert it always. So he says, יש לו להגיד לגוז לא כל ההי וחי גב לקוסו בישוב אסחבר ושעשון סימן קופיים טס בבוס הששור גימו יומים בלוי מליחה ונספה של דימאחה שאם לחום לסגינים נראה שיש לו ספחה הרייבת דספיר לי אפילו בבוס השנספה של בלוי מליחה תמצור שישים נגד כל הכתיחה אלו משארים לו מים לא מגבלי נעב הוא דפק שוכנוך דטור ומחבר נרמוד יום פסק דתי וכתיחס בוסו שומעים לכו was nispashel without a chatiches, so then the gdeira is muter only if gad chatiches have 60 measures neged the size of the chatiches boso. Why do we require shishim neged the whole chatiches boso? After all, the chatiches boso is not isa per se, it's only the drops of dam were nekaf from one okay and they were absorbed by another spot in the same chatiches. But so we should require only 60 measures neged the total volume of the dam that was spillish from walking water. So why do we require shishim neged the whole tichas boso? The answer is because we don't know how much to be mishayot. Should we mishayot half of the chatiche, a fourth of the chatiche, an eighth of the chatiche, a sixteenth of the chatiche? But we know that the total volume of the drops of dam that were neka mimokim mimokim, so are by far much less than the total volume of the chatiche. How much could there be? But since we don't know how much, so we take the maximum. What is the maximum? The size, the volume of the chatiche itself. This is the shita of most Rishonim. But the Raivet says that we do not have to be mishaya, and the Raivet applies it to every case where we know that a certain chatiche absorbed isa, but we don't know how much, so we can make an approximate appraisal. How much did it absorb? Let's say, according to the Raivet, let's say, so we can consult the chemist, and we could ask a chemist who is an expert, how much do you think blood could have been neka mimokin mimokin? And if he says that at most, let's say, one tenth of the kazayis of blood was neka mimokin mimokin, then according to the Raivet, we need in the gdeira only 60 times one tenth of the kazayis. That's the shita of the Raivet. But we paskin, since most of the time we don't have such pekin, such experts who could make an accurate appraisal how much was Nivra, so we have to be Mishaya neged the whole Chatiche. So we don't pasken like the Raivet. Mashenke, in regard to Boso Sheshol Gimu Yom Meliche, since it's only Chumras HaGenim, so we can rely on the Shita of the Raivet. This is what he said. Yeshet the Raivet, this will have to Boso Shed is Baso Bilo Meliche. Then so she should make a korachtiche. El misharim on my novikne. El sheim lohakil yemaise at kandvorom. We don't rely on the shita of Raivet. So mele the mechaber is not difficult because the mechaber mentions the din of bottle b'gol vis-a-vis poson shenishog gim yom liche. So that's only mitzat chumas aginim. But the Ramo he may applies the same din of bottle b'gol vis-a-vis nizbashol b'gol liche ligamre. There it's osa mikre dine. So there the question is, since it's osa, because dam was nivla, so the mele, it's mincha le bimine, so we should require shishim, not just rov. Av la rav koshe li kosa vichein, mashma li botulam virov, uchini kosa vichiras chatos, din gimu korbeid, din gimu behenye, vo boso shen nizbashe bilu nicha midine osa, miwa aisa vehetar vikashe mine. Now, it is true that the Isa Veheta mentions that the same is true of Boso Shenizbasho Bilim Lichem Nisar Vachim Bachachereitz. So against the Isa Veheta, there is no kashe, because Chud in Issa Mieter also says that if we have it arumes of yovish biyovish mitcholim b'minei, we require shishim, but the Issa Mieter doesn't explain it on the basis of the chashoshe. Maybe it'll be marshaled together then to give it up. But he explains it on the basis of another concept. In other words, the reason is
Shir Yud in Malicha Yud Alef Teves Hei Tov Shin Mem Gimel December 27, 1982 on Monday.
Now we left off in the middle. No, we left off by Sif Yudal, Kaz Neshah by Sif Yudal. So, Bososhin is Basel. The long week at Soshi, the top shall shishin can get easy, Boso, Bos, Mutter Hake. There's the Psako de Machaba. Vie shades remains a tich of Ulrik is Samach Negadach Tich. Doch and all you will be terror can Shabbos a good old him, Dos ye shlis meir, Adinomakin. So there's a Machlekes. Vishain. In the case, if one chtichas bosor that was not nimlach was put in the pot with other chtichas bosor that were nimlach, so then if there is shishim in the gdeire neged chtichas bosor that was not nimlach, let's say the chtichas bosor not nimlach had decided to kazayis, and then there is shishim in the gdeire 60 gzaisi, so then according to Tzakon Mechaber, even the original chticha that was not nimlach is also mutar. And the Ramo says no. The Arishenim will say that even though there is 60 zaysim in the gdeire, but the original chticha that was not nimlach is also. So what's the machlekes? What's machlekes? So the Taz says now. Kineged isibosor v'yadinon kamadam nofet. Now, so he explains, why do we require 60 measures neged the chtichas bosor? After all, the bosor is not the dvariseh, it's the dam that is osah. And there is much less, of course, the total sized volume of the dam that was pirish mokim is much less than the volume of the chatich. But since we don't know exactly how much, let's say the chatich is a kazayis, so we don't know what is the total volume of the dam that was pirish, that was pirish.